This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2027. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 26th, Argentina, Australia, Bougainville, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Korea North and South, Kyrgyzstan, Monaco, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener forwards a notice from the website of Radio Nacional in Argentina, saying that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government of the Republic has decreed a series of measures, exceptional ones, to diminish its effects. RAI Argentina al Mundo will broadcast the signal of LRA Radio Nacional. My reply, so, like Spain and probably more to come, replacing external services with domestic programming. Okay, if this is really necessary due to workplace environments, but doing away with foreign language services does not improve the situation, as the rationale implies, diminishing contact with the rest of the world. Well, we've been listening to the English broadcast via WRMI, still airing at 01UT on 9395, and find they are very old programs, apparently some repeated from January or February. For example, I heard a special about the great Argentine-born conductor Daniel Barenboim 2 weeks in a row on the same night. And also there was some news, make that olds, about the alternative president of Venezuela being honored at the State of the Union. That would have been way back in early February. Meanwhile, we find no trace of the Spanish version of Argentina to the world, although it too would just be relaying the domestic service. On Hardcore DX, Art Delibere in Maryland reports on March 26, VMW, the Australian Marine Weather Station for the West, quite readable after 11UT on 2056 kHz, suggesting a good morning for low-band DX and possibly also Trans-Pacific medium-wave broadcast band DX. He doesn't say, but it was probably in USB. 2056. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring just about every morning the private low-power shortwave station in Australia, 4KZ, on 5055. March 20th, it cut off at 11:01:52, earlier than its usual closing time. It seems to be cutting off about 4 seconds earlier every day. But it says the signal is strong enough to easily identify the music they are playing, but they're cutting off even during the newscast. Filed under Belgium Non, but could also be Brazil Non, in the British DX Club, Dave Kennedy reports Radio Onda 5940 on the air Wednesday, March 25th, with the usual Brazilian pop and IDs in Portuguese, week to fare, tuning in at 0920UT. He says it's usually on the air weekends, but may be currently extended to include weekdays. That's the station based in Belgium, dedicated to bringing Brazilian music to Europe, but transmitted from the Netherlands. Ron Howard reports on NBC Bougainville 3325, both March 23rd and 24th brought above average reception. Heard on the 23rd from 0858 to 1004 and again 1027 to 1040 UT, including NBC News at 0901, all the items dealing with COVID-19, except for one about the Supreme Court. Promos also for NBC TV and some pop songs. At 11:17, he was only hearing Voices of Indonesia on 3325. On the 24th, Bougainville was on the air until off at 12:02 UT. Very excited, impassioned preacher in Pidgin. On that day, he says, nice reception due to Voice of Indonesia having no audio, so after NBC went off the air, only hearing the carrier from VOI. On March 25th, heard once again, 10:11 to 10:40 UT, starting with a weather report in English. Semi-readable. At various times between 07UT and 1340 on March 23rd and 24th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing tests of VOA1 relayed via his nearby shortwave station, which he calls Secret Broad or Kostenbrod, Bulgaria. Space Line being the provider, despite the fact that neighboring Greece is on 9420, their only remaining shortwave frequency, and it was conflicting with Greece at certain times. I reply, what incompetent frequency management from all sides. Greece neglects to participate in HFCC to protect itself. VOA and Spaceline don't even know or care that Greece's only remaining shortwave frequency is that very 9420. Chris Gay in Kentucky says, I don't hear Trenton Volmet every day. That's Trenton Military, Ontario. But it's loud this morning, March 26th at 14 UT on 6754 USB. Also heard by Harold Froge in Michigan at 1428. He says it was not on 15034. That would be its normal day frequency by that hour, so be sure to check both day or night. Ivo Ivanov provides the A20 registered schedule of China National Radio 1 in DRM. I won't take time for the whole thing, but many of these transmissions are several hours long or even lasting most of the day, potentially. They're all listed as 30 kilowatts and apparently intended for domestic coverage only. But if you hear DRM noise on these, it could be China. 6030, 9420, another Greek frequency, and it is during our evenings when we would be hearing Greece most nights. 9655, 9870, 11695, 13810, 13825, 15180, 17770, and 17830. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and we have a new something to talk about now. Some new Leapfrog mixing products on the 13 MHz band. March 20th at 1401, I was hearing Havana programming just barely audible on 13620 and 13860. Obviously, Leapfrog mixing products between the two high-power transmitters on the band, 13700 and 13780, another 80 kHz beyond in both directions. And also heard the next morning. But on these occasions, there were no plain old FM-ish spur blobs all over the band from 13700. This proves that 13700 and 780 are now from the same transmitter site, whatever the listings may imply. By March 25th, however, the extremely distorted and loud FM-ish spur blobs were back out of 13700 at 1440. They were at approximately 64 kHz multiples above and below, circa 13572, 13636, 13764, and 13828. Ron Howard notes that according to Manuel Medeth in Spain, the only shortwave frequency left from Equatorial Guinea, 5005, had not been heard since 21 December. However, Ron was hearing it again, March 26th at 0548, definitely a signal, presumed to be RNGE Radio Bata, seemed to be in Spanish with music but very poor reception. European pirate Zaharias Yangas in Greece reports hearing Mystery 21 on 4700, March 23rd from 1933 to 2030. It faded into a stronger signal for armchair reception after 2010, with good pop music worth listening to, he says. And after only one sesquiday, got a nice e-reply from them saying we're really surprised to learn how many people listen to us all over Europe from Siberia to the east coast of the U.S. Like us, they are fascinated by the myth of wave propagation, explaining the name of our station, Mystery 21. We've been on the air for many years, but newcomers on shortwave. We chose 60 meters because the variety of propagation conditions, short distance in Europe during the day and DX after sunset. We are testing with 1.2 kilowatts PEP with an inverted V dipole antenna, installed 25 meters above ground. And yes, Mystery 21 has been reported to us, heard in eastern North America by Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts. Dance music at 0135 UT, fair signal at peaks but extremely high noise level. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria adds 4700 replaces their former frequency 5090. He heard Mystery Radio 21, the spirit of music in the 60-meter band, March 26th during the 06 UT hour. Weak to fair signal there. Worldwide DX Club editor Walter Eibel in Germany has these comments about Deutsche Welle broadcasting only in Amharic and Hausa anymore on shortwave. He says, a wreck or zombie of a once well-known radio station. Imagine what could be done with this medium of information by shortwave. Think of those stranded due to some abrupt isolation abroad as to COVID-19. Limited or even no access to reliable, uncensored internet. Counteracting fake news edited by some autocrats. Well, there may not be much left of Deutsche Welle on shortwave, especially in English, but there is Deutsche Welle television. We have access to a rather well-done newscast via PBS and OETA. Check your listings. Richard Langley in New Brunswick wonders if Voice of Greece programming has also been suspended. The afternoon of March 26th, around 1915 UT, 9420, is relaying ERT's first program, Proto-Programma, with eclectic music. Not unusual, but there was no Voice of Greece ID or interval signal at the top of the hour. And the audio on 9420 was 1 or 2 minutes behind the internet stream. Time pimps at the top of the hour were 1 sesquiminute slow. Alokesh Gupta, New Delhi, notified DX India on March 23rd that on the 22nd, the government announced a complete lockdown in 75 cities up to 31st March to contain the virus, an unprecedented situation. In view of this, orders have been issued, immediately effective, about all stations of All India Radio. The national spectrum of broadcast will be limited to Vivid Bharati service originating from Mumbai and news services from Delhi. Regional services may include local news if feasible. All national programs of spoken word, music, sports, and other categories are cancelled until further orders. All other services of All India Radio are in abeyance. All external services will and transmitters dedicated to them are suspended with immediate effect. All pure DRM mode operations are suspended. They may be operated in analog mode to relay national news. Well, I suspect this may well have to be extended beyond March 31st. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, so the general overseas service is off the air. I didn't have a signal the afternoon of March 23rd around 20 UT on 9445. And Stephen Wood in Massachusetts replies, nothing here either this afternoon. 9445 had been one of the best signals this time of day. Could it be the end of the GOS? Joe Jacobs observes several major medium wave frequencies missing and shortwave 9865. Bengaluru Vivid Bharati is also off. However, several 60-meter band units were still being heard as monitored by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany around 02 UT, March 24th. And I'll just round off his precise frequencies. 4800, the best one, 4810, 4910, 4920, 4950, 5040. Ron Howard reports on J405040. It had been off the air before then, but it was again back on the air March 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th after 12 UT. He also heard 4810 and 4835. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2027. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert Brunner, who said a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank or money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard reports, Voice of Indonesia via Palangkaraya 3325. March 25th, much stronger than NBC Bougainville. Closing ID for their English segment at 10:57. The only shortwave frequency announced, 3325, although they were also audible under China and Kodar on 4749.95 via Chimangas, Jakarta. Voice of Hope Israel had been off the air from medium wave 1287 for several weeks, but it was not clear why. Now Hans-Jürg Biener has read the Voice of Hope newsletter for March, saying, we are currently off the air in Israel due to our ability to pay our electricity and engineering costs. We hope to resume our 24/7 broadcast by April 1st. Well, I assume he meant to say our inability. Ivo Ivanov notes Voice of Korea Pyongyang with a poor signal on a very odd frequency, March 20th, in various European languages between 1400 and 2050 UT. 6172 instead of 6170. Alan Rowe found this on the FB page of KBS World Radio South Korea. Korea Post is operating on adjusted flight schedules, which affect and delay outgoing international mail. And we've been informed from our service providers that unforeseen events may change our shortwave transmission. If you've noticed any changes from our regular schedule, please let us know with the reception report. NBCDX Wolfgang Büschel reports on monitoring Kyrgyzstan, 5129.937, not WBCQ, but Bishkek, between midnight 25 and midnight 35 UT, heard via remotes in Delhi, India, and Novosibirsk, Russia. That's Radio Sidaya Zindagi, or Afghan Christian Radio in Dari. He also heard Kyrgyz radio itself from Bishkek at midnight 8 UT on 4010.142, drifting upwards. And it was on 4010.198, March 26th at 0105. And Mauno Ritola in Finland measured the third Kyrgyz frequency on 4820.040 until sign-off at 12:30 UT, March 25th. About the long-wave and medium-wave situation in Monaco or over the border in France, Christian Gibodo says this via Gabriel Gomez's medium-wave column in Conexión Digital about the possible close-down of Radio Monte Carlo on 216 kHz. I talked by phone with the manager of MMD for clarifications. 216 belongs to the Principality and not to RMC. The Romulle Transmitter Center in France across the border was built by RMC in 1974, and since 1994 belongs to Monaco Media Diffusion, MMD, a company that belongs to the government of the Principality. If RMC abandons Longwave, this does not mean the close-down of the Romulle Transmitting Center. TWR broadcast on 1467 will continue as long as TWR desires. These are two different contracts. However, MMD is in charge of maintaining the site. Two other transmitters and antennas on medium wave at Col de la Madone on 702 and 1467 kHz are still in place but inactive. Since the close down of the China relay on 702, there have been contacts, but without success, to resume them because of the cost. We thought it was a bad idea for the mighty Farty KBC to move up from 5960 to 9925 at the beginning of April, as they had publicized, but now they've thought better of it too. Alan Rowe found on their FB page that they will stay on 5960 and switch to 9925 on May 3rd until August 30th. That's for the UT Sunday midnight 02 broadcast for North America. Dan Robinson reports a strong signal from Antichrist Pirate YHWH on 7480, March 21st at 0324, as he was listening via a remote in Arizona, prompting Walt Salmaniv in BC to reply, "Based on checking multiple remote SDRs and info from listeners in the area, I'm thinking YHWH is centered in Arizona. Continues to be heard at a good level at 0327. And I can't help but think whether YHWH is using a transmitter system that I rescued from the Canadian Coast Guard 10 to 15 years ago. I purchased this 0 to 30 MHz transmitter system along with auto-tune antenna matcher, plus a receiver, what I really wanted, from Crown Assets in Victoria. The setup was in excellent condition, but locking cables needed for power, antenna, etc. Engineer and miracle worker Jan Skiro manufactured the cables and tested the system. We then sold the transmitter system on eBay for $5 kilodollars, funding a Hawaii vacation to someone in Northern California. Could that have been Josiah? Zeno Joao Tillich remarks, "I'm not receiving Radio Philippines on shortwave, the 0200 UT broadcast, but I've not yet tried in the evening at 1730. But there's no sign of them in the 820 HFCC registrations, nor of Saudi Arabia. So we're wondering if one or both of them could be quitting shortwave. Probably they're just late in getting their information in due to everything that's going on." Via Alan Rowe, we have the new 820 schedule for Radio Romania International in English, starting March 29th. The broadcasts specifically for North America are midnight to 1 UT on 6040 and 7375, to the west at 03 to 04 on 7375, and 9850. More broadcasts for Western Europe are actually also aimed usward, 0530 to 06 on 6015 and 7325 DRM. At 11 to 12, if it's propagating that early, 13750 and 15130. At 17 to 18, 9760 in DRM and 11850. At 2030, 6170 at 7315 in DRM. Oh yes, that's another broadcast for Eastern North America, half an hour, on 11850 and 13650, which should be propagating much better now like it was last summer. And also for Western Europe at 22 to 23, 5945 and 7310. Let us applaud RRI for remaining one of the few shortwave stations still broadcasting to North America in English. Ivo Ivanov has the A20 frequencies for DRM broadcasting for a remote area of Siberia, Chukotka, from the Komsomolskaya Amure site in Russia, listed as 20 kilowatts on a 34 degree azimuth, which is sort of favorable for North America far beyond, 20 to 23 on 9850, 23 to 04 on 12025, and 04 to 10 on 15735. Spanish tests of Radio Taiwan International via WRMI continued the following week, repeating the previous week's programs. In fact, I heard them on four frequencies at once, UT Monday, March 23rd at 02, 5800, 7780, 9395, and 5010, but that's not always the case. And there is an earlier broadcast at 01 UT, at least on 5800. John Filiozzi puts out an interesting article in the New Yorker issue of March 19th about desert island discs, an ode to a classic BBC Radio 4 program once heard on the World Service and today available by podcast. The WRMI schedule shows a resumed time for World of Radio we had last year and before then, yet to be confirmed Saturday at 11:30 UT on 9955. Also, UT Monday, March 23rd, the 0130 broadcast we confirmed on 7780. And now, starting about 30 seconds later on 9395. But that's not all. At least on that date, 5800 was on the air with World of Radio as well, synchronized with 9395, but we're not certain if that will continue. Remember, all our broadcasts via European affiliates move one UT hour earlier, March 29th, in order to seem to be at the same local clock time during the summer. Notably on shortwave via IRRS, Mondays at 1800 UT instead of 19 on 7290. Also via satellite and internet, even in North America, via WRN, Saturdays at 16 UT and UT Mondays at 0130 from March 29th. Although I've not seen much in the way of specific examples on IRCA, Colin Newell in British Columbia says, there should be no end of stations staying on into the night with day power because of the current emergencies, referring to medium wave at least in the U.S. Four stations in the St. Louis market will not be on the air at all, the ones involved in litigation run by that convicted felon. Their licenses have finally been canceled as of March 20th from FCC via Dennis Gibson. They are the ones on 1510, 1490, 1430, and 1190. Sometimes, but not always, KGBC Galveston, Texas is off frequency from 1540. March 25th at midnight 35, they were about 1539.96, causing a low audible heterodyne against KXEL and anyone else on the proper 1540. I was hearing what sounded like classic rock. Stephen Luce in Houston says, KGBC is currently running Music Fill, having lost its latest Spanish-language religion-paid programming client. They are promoting something called Edge Radio that is coming soon. Music genres being played are all over the place. David Oppert forwards something from the New York Radio Message Board by Kevin Teckel on March 20th. WQFG 689, the Hudson County, New Jersey Travelers Info Station on 1710, has been granted special temporary authority to increase power from 10 to 100 watts for 90 days or the cessation of the national emergency. This comes with some conditions regarding interference to 1700 WRCR in Ramapo, New York. Chuck Albertson in Washington is groaning and rolling his eyes, having seen this on the website of Clear Channel 710, 50 kilowatt, KIRO, Seattle, their website being mindnorthwest.com. How to listen to KIRO radio stay at home, covering every conceivable platform except turn on your AM radio. Also about Seattle, Richard Langley sends this from the Hill. Public radio station KUOW will no longer be airing White House press briefings on the coronavirus due to a pattern of false or misleading information provided that cannot be fact-checked in real time. So here in Oklahoma, without directly criticizing forever impeached acting President Trump, KGOU says it is not carrying the White House task force briefings live. Especially when they conflict with their major evening newscasts, I've noticed the major TV networks have also stopped doing that. Ron Howard in California has been keeping track of Radio Vanuatu. From 0930 UT through March 23rd, unable to hear any of their usual frequencies, 2485, 3945, 5040, or 7260. Are they off the air or a complete change in schedule? But on March 24th, Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing Vanuatu again at 0703 to 715 on 3945, after 5040 closed about 0700, and then 3945 closed at 11 UT. Thanks to that tip, Ron Howard also reports them on March 24th, back on the air after being silent on all their frequencies for a little over a week. Heard on 3945 from 0910 until covered by Japan at 0950. At 1000, RV started on 2485 until off at 1059.46. Wonderful to hear them again. But on March 25th, they were on 2485 for only 3 minutes until off at 1003. But Ron reports decent reception on March 26th, heard on 5040 until 6:59, opening 3945 at 0700. But these hours may be changing for 8:20, even if Ivanov has the registered schedule for Radio Vanuatu. However, these may only be approximate, midnight to 07 on 7260 or 5040, 7 to 1130, 3945, 10 to 19, 2485, 1830 to 24 on 3945. You'll note some overlap. There's only one transmitter. They can't be running two frequencies at once between 10 and 1130 or 1830 to 1900. What will it take for international radio for disaster relief to be activated? Hans-Jürg Wiener points out the summer 820 schedule of frequencies reserved for this, with the Vatican Radio as placeholders, most of them for 24 hours, but not all. So here are the frequencies where this might show up. 5910, 7400, 9430, 11840, 13620, 15650, 17500, 18950, 21840, and 26010. On March 25th and 26th, we were hearing a rather strong heterodyne on 711 kHz against 710 stations around our sunset. It's not coming from Europe or Africa, but from the southeast, most likely one of the seven Radio Rebelde transmitters in Cuba, exactly 1 kHz off frequency. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder issued March 23rd. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on 27 March and 15 April, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux 70 until inching up to a peak of 71 between April 12th and 17th. Stay safe, everyone. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2027 with a standard disclaimer.